Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
Welcome in. It's another episode of the Real Deal O'Neal's podcast. I am your host, Aiden, and joining me as always...
Yeah, it's your dad. And yeah, we're a couple days late. We apologize for our tardiness, but we had a big week this week, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
A lot of schooling, lots of working, and, you know, just living every day, and a lot of studying, too. To incorporate with my already busy schedule with work and school and
like we talked about, you know, the work, working full time and going to school. That's no joke. Those are that'll keep you busy. That'll fill. But also, we have a special guest today, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And who? And tell. All right, introduce the guest.
So she is coming from Clarkston, Michigan. She is, I don't know what breed she is, but she's not a human. She's a dog.
She's a dog. She's a beagle. She's a beagle. I put her at like 20, 25 pounds with the collar on soaking wet. It's Nessa.
Nessa, welcome to the pod.
Yeah, Nessa's quiet for now, but if a squirrel comes by or somebody knocks on the door, it's going to be mayhem. Trust me. Nessa's been with us all weekend long while your Aunt Nikki and Uncle Peter are visiting your cousin Fia at Appalachian State.
Yeah, she just started school. Shout out to them, friends of the pod.
Yeah, shout out to Appalachian State. Yeah, big friends of the pod. And everyone that we mentioned. Hey, do you want, are you thirsty? You want a Lemon Perfect?
Yes, I would.
I love Lemon Perfect. I don't know if we've ever talked about Lemon Perfect on the pod before.
Ironically, no, and we drink it all the time.
Yeah, Lemon Perfect is... absolutely perfect. It is zero guilt, no sugar. It's lemon juice, water, and stevia. So very keto Atkins. I don't know. It's keto friendly, but there's no sugar. There's no guilt. It's good. And by the way, FYI to everyone 21 and older, not too shabby with tequila as well.
Actually, never had it with tequila, so yeah, I might as
well.
That's
all right. You're probably better off for that, you know.
I mean, yeah, but I'll have a drink here and there.
Yeah, you know? I get it. I mean, I prefer, tequila with other substances, but when in a pinch, you know, LP, a little Lemon Perfect. So look at it at your participating grocery stores. This ad is brought to you by Lemon Perfect promo code / Real Deal O'Neal's.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
Yet. But you know, one day,
we'll get there.
We sure will. Yeah. So what a big day today. I don't know if you know this. You know what happened today? Today is Sunday, September 7th. By the way, you know whose birthday it is today?
Oh no, who is it?
It's your grandma, and my mom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's all right. No, but yeah, no. So it's a beautiful day. And also a great day of sports. The Packers did all right against the lowly Lions of Detroit.
Yeah.
They took it on the chin today. What happened?
Green Bay was focused. That's all they needed. They had a great defense. Jared Goff was sacked multiple times.
Was he really?
That offensive line did not play great. And we have a really good offense to no one's surprise.
I don't know if you know
Jordan
this.
Love played great.
I don't know if you know this because you were working all day, but
I was.
But do you know who else played great today? The greatest quarterback in the history of Titletown, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers had four touchdowns.
He was a demon for the Steelers. I think he's officially the best quarterback the Steelers have ever had in their franchise history.
Terry Bradshaw doesn't exist?
One game, he erased Terry Bradshaw. Anyway, so, big day of football. Also, a great day of tennis. Alcaraz and Sinner played in the men's finals. Donald Trump, President Trump, showed up. And they had to delay the match 30 minutes for the man.
Actually?
Because of all the additional security and whatever, yeah. He's so well, anyway.
Did they cut to him during the?
I wasn't able to watch, unfortunately. Okay. So well, I mean, I'm sure
really,
they did. I'm sure
really they cheer there.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. But we'll keep things positive. Alcaraz won in four sets over Sinner, and Sinner beat Alcaraz in the finals in Wimbledon. Sinner had Alcaraz beat in the French Open, and Alcaraz beat him, even though he overcame three match points that Sinner had. So it's these two guys have been in the last three Grand Slam finals, and they're right. going through everybody. And Djokovic has been knocking at the door every mm-hmm. time, and they throw him right the hell out.
I think the moment you beat Djokovic, the moment he beat Djokovic, I thought he was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but Sinner gave him a whooping in Wimbledon.
I heard.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Anyway, these guys, they're the present and the future of tennis, and we couldn't be in better hands because they're class dudes too. They're not.
They're younger too.
They're very young, but they're also they're classy. They're you know, they show emotion, but they don't show arrogance. But you know,
kind of like a Unitas. Kind of like a John Unitas, because he was like that during his playing.
John Unitas was like. Dead before you were. How do you know Johnny Unitas?
He died in 02. I was born in 01.
That's okay. Yeah, it's true. That first year.
I follow history, man.
That's true. Okay.
I mean, he was in the same Super Bowl as Namath.
He was, and he lost. So, he lost.
Well, he barely played that game.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he came in late because he was injured.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, well, there you go. You know?
Yep. Super Bowl champion.
Yep. Broadway Joe. That's what they called Namath. He wasn't talking about, yeah, that was a confident young man.
Well, he was confident, but he was arrogant, too.
Yeah, yep.
I mean,
yep,
Unitas was different. He was more of, he didn't try to act like a star, represented the city of Baltimore okay. perfectly.
Yeah, I don't remember the man except for he had the crew cut, you know.
Haircut you could set your watch to.
Yeah, who said that?
Abe Simpson.
There you go. It's got to be true then. But, so anyway, it is now 1 week into September. Your school started, so it feels especially like fall, which I hate because I love summer so much.
But
so
this is all things good, so there's positives to summer.
I know, but I'm turning around. I'm because, you know what, I'm counting on a climate a catastrophe to do its thing and keep September and October warm.
You know? I mean, I kind of want it to be a little chilly. But at the same time, I wouldn't be.
It's getting pretty nice this week coming up.
It is.
So
it
the pool is. The pool's still open. We're gonna fake it till we make it. It's gonna be summer here for a while. But there is one thing that I'm excited about that I wanted to highlight.
What's that?
You know what? It's right across the street from us. It's the Rochester Cider Mill, and I've been trying to eat well, and I low on sugar, things like that. But you know, things go out the window every now and then, and yeah. I think Rochester Cider Mill on Rochester Road, just 3 miles north of downtown Rochester, has the best cider and the best donuts in the business. Nessa doesn't agree. Hey, get over here. Oh, we got dissenting here.
We got the dog.
Yeah. Hey, all right. I'm going to let Nessa go.
Well, that was our guest, ladies and gentlemen.
That was something.
Oh, yeah.
Nessa did not. She didn't agree.
No. I mean, honestly, and I'm as much as I love Rochester Cider Mill, I'm kind of on her side with that one. I'm a big Yates fan. I like the way that I like their donuts more, but I do prefer the Rochester Cider Mill.
Yeah. All right.
Cider better.
I think Yates is all hype.
Yates is good though. They have
they're fine.
They have the pumpkin.
You know what? I'm for the underdog. I like that. You know, there's not a lot of pomp and circumstance over across the street. You
that's
know, they're just straight up cider donuts. They got some gourds out there. You know, there's no zip lines or whatever.
I don't think do they have zip lines.
No, there? I'm exaggerating for effect.
Sure.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's me trying to say I'm transitioning into. Fall. I do like that college football started. How did our Wolverines do this week?
They lost this week to Oklahoma.
Did they really?
Yeah, but they were playing in Oklahoma, and that's a good team regardless. They're always in competition.
What was the final score?
It was close. It was 21-13. They just didn't let Underwood play his game, which I really think if they were to... Oh, Nessa's back.
What? Oh, you got more to say, Nessa? All right. Go lay down. Be good.
Come here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then she's apologizing with
her
eyes.
She's not budging. She's not budging. Oh, she's sitting down.
Oh, she's scratched. Anyway, that's enough about Nessa. She's being...
being our guest.
She's being a contrarian, though. You know, you're not being positive with that kind of beagle bark.
But that's beagles.
I know. I know. I like the strong, silent type, like we had in Joey, the golden retriever.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's most goldens, too.
I don't... Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway... So I tell me about school. What are you enjoying about that? How is it, because I know one thing I know is when you have a lot going on, work, family, and school, sometimes it takes away from the amount of time you have for yourself in terms of wellness. Sometimes we don't eat as clean as we should. What are you doing? You know, to keep your mind sharp, to keep your body fit.
Studying and working out. Honestly, I mean, whenever I go to class, I'll head to the gym right after.
That's nice.
Before I even start my assignments. And, excuse me. Personally, when I saw how close my gym was from the Auburn Hills campus.
Is that Edge?
Yeah.
Edge Shout Fitness. Out Edge.
Yeah. Just headed over there for the time being that they were open. And they're surprisingly not as packed during the evening. But I'll be there for a couple hours, work out, get a really good pump in, and then just head home, do whatever homework I can for that evening, and then go on to the next day, go to work and everything too. And
that's great.
Yeah. I also did a lot of homework at the library center too.
Oh, how do you like that?
I love it there.
I mean, I think what's one thing that's really cool about OCC is that they really, hey, dog, all right, Nessa's back in play. It does really seem like they have a nice communal area there.
They do.
And you like the library, you said, Royal Oak, they have a Chipotle, Starbucks, all that stuff. It seems like a pretty good place for a good hang.
Yeah, it is. I personally love the library at Royal Oak and Auburn Hills are equally great, in my opinion. I really don't prefer one over the other because they're two very different libraries.
Okay.
Well, one's a lot bigger, one's a lot smaller, but they have a really nice center area. It's pretty cool.
Oh, good.
Regardless. But yeah, no, the library center's pretty cool. They have a lot of nice books. I checked one out. I use it for one of my classes.
Oh, good.
But yeah, it's nice.
Very nice. Very nice. And you feel prepared for your classes this week?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
Good.
I mean, I go back tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be a really, really good day.
Good.
And
good.
Yeah, just one class.
That's good. We'll get there early, and then and get ready for more assignments. They're going to keep coming, but I just stay on top of them as best as you can.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Good. I've been having to change my workout lately because I've got the worst case of tennis elbow.
What's one thing that you've been doing to change?
I've been running more. My rotator cuff has been hurting. I'm a goddamn wreck. It's really irritating me. So yeah. I've been running more.
Can't really use the.
I just walk like a quarter mile, run a quarter mile. You know.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm sprinting a quarter mile, probably in under a minute. You know, but. You know, I don't time myself though, but I feel that.
Well, they show you
on the treadmill.
Yeah, they
show. Oh yeah, you. I think it said 45 seconds.
Oh, you keep telling yourself that.
Numbers don't lie, right?
If you actually look at the treadmill,
maybe I need to put my reading glasses on. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly what I'm saying.
Those big numbers, man. I'm good. So I've been trying to do that more just because it's so frustrating. You know, I try to lift weights or I still do the rowing machine, but it's starting to, it hurts. So I'm adjusting to make certain that I still get a workout in that I can still go to the gym and find some utility.
Are you doing any calf workouts or any leg workouts for yourself?
Yep. I still do the calf workouts, but, you know, for the Achilles, you know, the entire rack, by the way, no lie. Oscar Bellemare for my calves.
Does she,
I mean, you can just,
does she go to the same gym?
Yes, she does. You could look at my calf and probably just see that.
I mean, it's pretty well developed.
Like, the calves are extraordinary.
It's perfect. That's good for your age.
They have their own.
That's really good for your age.
I think they have their own Instagram account, my calves. Do you know that?
What's the at?
It's a 1 million followers even. So just hit the.
Oh yeah, show it to us.
Yeah, I am. Oh, you gotta get in. I'm sorry, it's on OnlyFans.
Only calves. Only calves. How much are you making off of that?
You don't even want to know.
Enough
to keep us in Lemon Perfects. You know. So, and I don't know if you've had any chance, to take in any cool pop culture lately, but Marcy,
not much recently.
What's that?
Not a lot recently, yeah.
Well, Marcy and I saw a really good movie last
night.
Oh,
what'd you see?
It's not perfect, but it was pretty great for a while. We saw a movie called Highest to Lowest. It's a Spike Lee joint, as he calls his movies. And it stars Denzel Washington and ASAP Rocky. And it's
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky, it's a remake of a Akira Kurosawa movie, of which I've never seen. He's the greatest Japanese filmmaker of all time. Seven Samurai is probably his most famous film.
I've heard of it,
which was remade in like the 60s or 70s in the United States.
Remade in the 60s
or 70s?
When did it originally come out?
Well, no, this movie, Seven Samurai, came out in like '50s, I think, okay. or early '60s. It's black and white, but then it was remade, and it was called The Magnificent Seven, which is a great American film. But anyway, enough about that. But yeah, Denzel, ASAP Rocky, and it was pretty great, man. It really was. Who else was in it?
The guy
who played Basquiat in the Basquiat movie, Jeffrey Wright, was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then lots of other people popped in there too. It had a lot of cameos. It was beautiful. And you know who shot it? This is pretty cool. Matty Labatique. He's a cinematographer who often works with Darren Aronofsky, and also, coincidentally enough, he shot one commercial that I was on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with Jon Favreau, and he was really cool. So he shot this, and it all takes place in New York. And
that's awesome,
man! Is it beautiful?
I'm not that familiar with Spike Lee movies. Does he ever cameo his own movies?
His first movie, She's Got to Have It. He's one of the stars. I can't remember. Maybe School Days he was in. He's not in all of them, obviously,
right.
But he was certainly in some. Oh, shit! What was that one?
Wasn't Giancarlo Esposito
Jungle in that Fever? First I think maybe one. He was in that one. No,
was thought he? That was the one I was thinking of.
But he's not in them as much lately. Right. That's for sure. But it was one of the better Spike Lee films in my opinion that I've seen in a long while. It was really cool. So nice. And it's on Apple TV. Shout out to Tim Cook and everyone over there at Apple, friends of the pod, of course. What else is going on? So this is an interesting time of year. Obviously, you got all this football stuff that started, but let's not forget one of the greatest sports of all time, and that is the Major League Baseball. What's going on there? Are we getting in the playoffs soon?
We're heading into the playoffs. Best team in baseball right now is still the Brewers. The Tigers are playing great.
Are they?
Yeah, they're playing well. Scooble's going to win another Cy Young.
Nice.
I hope they keep him. He'll hit free agency after next year, so that'll be a contract year for sure.
Yeah.
How
old is he?
He's in his late 20s, so it would be risky if we gave him that extension.
Yeah.
Because it was the same situation with Cabrera.
Yeah.
Contract wasn't great for the Tigers as far as getting new pieces because he was struggling.
Yeah, but you know, guy wins two Cy Youngs in a row, you keep him.
I want them to keep him. Yes.
They can. Unless he wants to go elsewhere, you know.
But I don't think the Tigers are going to match an offer that the Dodgers are going to give him, or the Yankees are going to offer him, or
they should.
The Mets. They should.
They're billionaires. It's a thing. I'm sick of this. Oh, we're a small market bullshit. You know, the Ilitches are billionaires. You know, pay the money. Pay the money, or sell the goddamn team to somebody else. Who'll do it. There. That's my sell it to Cuban. Hot take.
Sell it to Cuban. He would keep him.
Oh, yeah. He's a jackass. Sorry, you don't like. Sorry, B-Nab. I like him fine, but, you know, he's whatever. Whatever. Look it up. He sold broadcast.com to Yahoo for about $6 billion. And then, like, and then 6 months later, the whole internet crashed financially. So if he would, if he didn't make that sale, I don't know what he'd be doing, but he wouldn't. He would not have had that $6 billion. I'm sure he still would have been very well off, but
he wouldn't have approved the Luka trade if he was there.
Yeah, but he, you know what? He approved the letting Jalen Brunson walk. He didn't.
That was bad.
He didn't even get anything for Jalen Brunson. I'll he let him walk.
But we did. But to his credit, nobody saw what Jalen Brunson was doing coming.
Jalen Brunson was a very good player.
Great.
But maybe not great, but he was very good. And you know what you do during a year like that? If you're not going to sign him, trade him, get an asset. He let him walk. That means he went away and they received nothing in return.
That's fair. But at the same time, too, nobody saw
Nobody saw the heights that he's achieved in the great city of New York.
No, yes. No one saw that.
Agreed. Coming. But you know what? He had a great year, you know, supporting Luka.
He did. He was a good supporting team.
Oh, my God. He was fantastic.
They were in the Western Conference Finals.
Yep. No, so that's why you keep somebody like that. Anyway, so we're heading into the week. You ready for it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good. Let's. We're going to go downstairs and tell everybody what we're eating tonight.
We're making a spam musubi, which musubi. Was my request.
It was.
I've had it before. This one does not have eggs on it, but sometimes people.
Where'd you have it?
I had it at my frat house once.
Tell people what it is.
So spam musubi is kind of like a sushi roll with spam and rice. The best way to describe it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's a sushi roll, but instead of fish, it's got
spam,
which fried has been spam. Seasoned and fried real quick.
With soy sauce and some other.
So we're doing that, but you know what else? I went to a fish purveyor and picked up some raw fish. So
H-Mart?
No, better. And this is another shout out in Detroit. I don't know if you've been there. I know Ava's been there.
Was this in Sterling Heights or Detroit?
No, this is in Clawson, Michigan, actually.
Oh.
And it's famous. Most people know it. It's the number one, not the best sushi, but some of the freshest takeout sushi and a great fish provider. And that's Noble. N-O-B-L-E in Clawson.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So we picked up everything there. So, yeah, no, we are flush with raw fish. So we're going to have some spam, but we're going to have some raw fish, too. You ready for that?
Oh, yeah. And I know Clawson very well. I have I don't know if he still lives in that area, but I had a good friend that lived in that area, so I'm familiar with it.
All right. Very nice. So... Well, let's wrap this up. Throughout everything that you're having to endure lately with all the travails of school and work. And by the way, congratulations. You had a record day the other day at work.
Yeah, record sales day. 3,500 total sales at a kiosk. This happened after Labor Day. Well,
very nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chain there.
That is. We sold, Nessa just left.
Yep. She's out.
We sold a gold rope chain for $1,200.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was a solid chain, though, and gold's going up. So
yep.
It was a fair deal. He bought that with a pendant. And
what was the pendant, by the way? I'm curious.
Solid gold Jesus piece.
Jesus pieces, right there.
Yep, solid gold Jesus piece. Got those two together, and total that was a $1,500 sale.
Wow!
And I was I was already at a high number. I was at, I want to say 400 for the day before I made that sale.
All right. Well,
so that easily tied my initial career high, and then I had another sale of two. We sold two moissanite chains. And moissanite, for the people who don't know, that's the second closest thing to real diamonds. You can look it up. Google's free.
Is it fair to say it's lab-grown diamonds?
Not quite, because it's a completely different mineral.
Oh, okay.
It's a completely different mineral, but it's so close to real diamonds to where it literally It passes a diamond test.
And how much is it? Like a half the price, quarter of the price, eighth of the price, tenth of the price?
I want to say it's a quarter of the price.
You know, this is the thing. For people out there buying a big diamond, don't. It's foolish. Get some moissanite. Get some CZ. Get some.
don't get CZ for an engagement ring, though.
Why?
That color, that shine initially fades away, okay, and it turns green.
Get the moissanite.
You want
then.
Moissanite, or I personally think if you're going engagement ring, go lab grown because those are the less expensive.
Or
options.
You know, pick another rock. You know, your Bellmare. You know, she's wearing tanzanite.
Tanzanite. You know? I have heard of that.
Yeah.
But I sold two of those chains, that was that was a $1,200 order.
All right.
And then that put me.
That'll do it.
At that
2,400 right there. Yeah.
That put me there. Right there. All right.
Well, that'll make you happy, huh?
Yeah, but the thing was that sale took place at 4 something, and I didn't make another sale for the rest of the day, but it didn't matter because
didn't matter, man. Rest on your laurels at that point.
And today at work.
Yep.
I sold a Versace watch for over 1,000.
Oh wow.
That was my only sale for the day.
That's good enough, man.
Good enough for me.
One and done.
One and done.
All right. So what's the song? You got a song that's making you happy?
Yeah, it's my turn. Today I picked a song that I was listening to all summer, and with summer coming to an end, might as well give it a shout out. It's by the late, great Glenn Campbell. Wow. Southern Nights.
Wow.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. No, he's one of the best to ever do it. That's for, did you ever hear about the tour, his last tour that he did with his daughter?
No, I didn't. How did he pass?
I don't know the exact details, but I know he had dementia.
Oh, he had dementia. So
I assume, but he went on tour with his daughter, and she would play with him, and he would forget lyrics, obviously, and then she would help him with the lyrics or sing
that's
lyrics.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily beautiful.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah,
I'll have to find
check
that.
Check it out. But anyway, why don't you close this up, bud?
All right. Have a great rest of your week. We'll let this song take us out, and have a great week. And always keep things good and positive.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good. Has found a better way, yeah.
This is a Stew Agency production, recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.